The first time I ever announced a live television show, I nearly blew it. It was 1996, and I just got hired to work on the VH1 Honors, broadcasting live from the Universal Amphitheater in Los Angeles. When I walked in for rehearsal, I guess I expected the booth to be someplace special, right next to the stage, in a trailer, or even at the back of the theater. But that's not where I ended up. I was under the stage, in the basement of the amphitheater. Welcome to show business, I thought. At the bottom of the steps, we entered a vast room that looked like a warehouse. We walked past electrical panels, and I could see ductwork snaking around everywhere. Planted smack in the middle of all that emptiness was a bunch of scaffolding holding up thick drapes to create a makeshift booth. This was not the glamorous setup I had expected for something called the VH1 Honors. Just then, the rehearsal started upstairs, with the unmistakable thumping of a rock band performing on stage right above our heads. Huge equipment was moved onto and then off the stage. It was loud. The equipment rumbled above me, and the percussive beat of the rock bands shook the ceiling and rattled my little table. The stage manager showed me how the control box worked. That's what I would use to communicate with the director of the show, a nice guy named Dan Appel. One button turned the microphone on and off, and the other one would allow me to talk to Dan. There was also two volume control knobs, one for the programming audio in my ear, and one to control the volume of the director's talkback and all the other myriad of sounds coming from the truck, from the camera people, lighting people, and stage managers. Once the show started, everything was going smoothly. I heard the director say,
"Item 46 is next, Joe, that's you. We have a live announce coming out of the band and introducing Cameron Diaz."
I clicked my talkback mic and said,
"Got it."
As the band finished its number, applause broke out in the house when I heard in my headphones from the director,
"Ready, announce, and cue announce."
That's my cue. I tapped the button for the microphone. The button lit up and opened my mic into the auditorium, live on the air. Loud and proud, I said, "Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome
stop.
I froze. I stopped talking. Suddenly, I heard Dan Appel say,
"Joe, what are you doing? Why the f*** did you stop talking? Go.
I immediately picked up where I left off and introduced Cameron Diaz. That's when I learned a very important lesson about live announcing. All those other voices in your ear, the camera folks, lighting, stage manager, who the hell knows who else. The director communicates with all of them, and they're all on the same talkback channel that he uses for the announcer. Me. On my first live announcing gig, when he said, No, stop. He wasn't talking to me. He was shouting at a cameraman who was moving in the wrong direction.